I'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about and the paper. If you happen to be looking at the paper right now, it's not going to be of much use to you because it's much different from the speech such as it is. It goes into a lot more detail. It talks a lot about the shifting standards of review for mandamus, which is pretty important. It's my theory and my view that the Court of Criminal Appeals has relaxed that standard a fair amount, although we're not quite where they are on the civil side yet. So the paper covers law and practice and is more in-depth and more focused on cases. Since I do have an hour to talk about mandamus, I'm going to take my own liberty and talk about something else that I see and is near and dear to my heart as a writ lawyer, and that is relevant to your practices if you deal with extraordinary writs at all. And this is something that anyone here who's heard me speak has heard me say, but we're going to talk about pleading. Just briefly, I'm going to give you my spiel on pleading because I think it's really important, especially for applicants or people who are proponents of relief. And then we're going to talk about mandamus in criminal cases. The mandamus talk, we're going to talk about pleading, but then we're going to give some general information about mandamus and prohibition. We're going to go over the mandamus standard, the ministerial duty and no adequate remedy thing that everyone knows about, probably. And then we're going to talk about mandamus jurisdiction and where to file these things. And along with that is the differences in practice at the appellate courts and the Court of Criminal Appeals, and how the Court of Criminal Appeals looks at appellate decisions on mandamus cases, and the limitations on the Court of Criminal Appeals' writ power.